It's All Indie Radio, and I'm DJ Frederick.
To stare down from the posters on my wall, and each one has betrayed me. With its openness and style, and my best friend asked me if you're so special.
The Steinbecks with Two Star Motel. And before that, something brand new from 17 Years, fantastic shoegaze band. A tune called Home Planet from the release called Butterfly. Hello, I'm DJ Frederick. You're tuned to All Indie Radio. We're playing indie rock, indie folk, indie pop, and some chill hop, past, present, and future. Thank you. lightning in a twilight hour, with the sky beyond the sky. That, of course, is the brilliance of Robert Rattan, who has been, I would say, the epicenter of many, many groups and musical projects. Anything that he releases is amazing. So, from Trembling Blue Stars to Field Mice to, I don't know, many, many projects. And you will hear some of them here on All Indie Radio. So please tune in to these regular broadcasts, returning now in 2021. Before that, one of my favorite songs of all time by one of my favorite bands, The Clientele, Tracy Had a Hard Day Sunday.
Here's a program from our archives. In the next few weeks, loons in Canada and the United States will begin their fall migration to warmer climates where they'll spend the next 7 months. But sooner or later, the loons will be back. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet. Dave Evers is a conservation biologist with the Biodiversity Research Institute. He tells us that right about now, loon chicks are learning to feed and to fly on their own.
As these loon chicks grow through the summer, they're putting a lot of weight on quickly, and they're growing their feathers so they can eventually fly off that lake. And as they get through the summer, the adults become less protective, and the chicks become more independent. And eventually, that chick is on its own at about 10 or 11, 12 weeks. And that's about the same time when that chick can fly. And at that time, that's when the adults leave the chick there on the lake. They migrate and fly off to their wintering areas. And usually that young bird is left on that lake for another several weeks and eventually leave that lake on its own.
Come spring, the older birds will return to their breeding lakes to mate, but the young birds will remain near the ocean until they're old enough to breed.
And what we find with these young birds is even though they're leaving that lake on their own, maybe at 14 weeks of age, and they spend 3 years on the ocean, and 3 years later, they'll come back to that same lake. And the adults, of course, go back and forth every year, like any true migrant bird does. But the young birds need to, for whatever reason, they have to delay that migration back. Evolution has found that these birds do better if there's a delay. There's no need for all these loons to come back to the breeding lakes and crowd these lakes and forage on these lakes, especially if they can't breed.
Additional funding for Pulse of the Planet has been provided by the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
Here, which the earth was too. I heard
heard a message called from a lost dream. You never realize just how good the ship was till it's gone. Thank you.
Thistle Street with the tune At 5 a.m. The Walk Homeward. And before that, we heard H.M. Surf, beautiful tune called Sunshine. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. I hope you're enjoying the sunshine. I'm back here with All Indie Radio on a no set schedule. Probably going to record one or two a month. I'll be playing indie rock, indie folk, indie pop, and chill hop from the DJ Frederick Library. So, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love, and keep spinning the records. I'll see you soon. Or you'll hear me soon. Right.